This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Taxiing toward a get-together.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's one of the biggest aviation deals in history. British Airways and Spain's Iberia are merging to create the world's third largest airline. Naturally, there are some things to work out. And for more, let's bring in our man in London, Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard, who's with us live. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So this is a merger or a takeover? Who's wound up on top here?
BA, I think, definitely. BA investors get 55% of the new group. The headquarters will be in London, and the CEO will be BA's chief executive, Willie Walsh. The Spanish newspapers are not happy about this, but the two airlines will keep their separate identities, and the chairman of the whole group will be Iberia's current chairman. So any talk of national humiliation for Spain is frankly ridiculous.
And Stephen, how are investors responding to this news?
Well, they like it. The shares are up, and for obvious reasons. Analysts say that this merger, this takeover, could lead to $600 million a year of savings. That's not going to be good news for the staff, however. There are going to be job losses, and both airlines are already facing strike action by cabin crews. So there could be quite a bit of labor unrest ahead.
And this deal quickly, Stephen, creates a huge airline, the world's third largest. I mean, what are regulators saying?
Well, the consensus is the regulators will wave it through. The one thing that could scupper it, though, is BA's pension deficit. It is huge, $4 billion, and Iberia's made it clear if BA doesn't get that deficit under control, the deal might not go ahead.
All right. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
The 16 countries that make up the Eurozone officially joined the U.S. and Japan out of recession. Their collective economy grew by 0.4% in the third quarter. Many economists had predicted a better number, but still the rise in economic output was the first in 6 quarters and ends the sharpest recession since World War II. European shares aren't basking in their recession-free glory just yet. Markets overseas are mixed right now. Shares in Paris are down slightly, about 0.3%, but London and Paris stocks are higher. Over in Asia, the Hong Kong and Chinese benchmarks rose a little. The Nikkei fell a little. And here at home yesterday, markets with a little give back. The S&P fell 1%, the NASDAQ 0.8%, and the Dow was off 93 points to close at 10,197. Federal Housing Administration's financial cushion has fallen to razor-thin levels. Concerns are that another taxpayer bailout request is on its way. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The FHA is a government agency that insures lenders against default if borrowers stop paying their mortgages. About 1 in 5 new home loans made this year were insured by the FHA. But as more loans go bad, the agency has to cough up money to cover them. Yesterday, the FHA announced the results of an audit. It found the agency's cash reserves have fallen below what's required by law. The reserves now make up about 0.5% of all the single-family home loans the FHA is insuring. It's supposed to have 2% in reserve. But FHA officials say they'll be able to avoid a taxpayer bailout under most economic scenarios. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at SunGard.com. American Public Media presents Workplace You, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
So it's good news for the economy that the first-time jobless claims number fell to its lowest level this year. But small businesses, those with fewer than 20 workers, are still feeling a big pinch. Forget about hiring. A good number of them are still cutting at a higher rate than even their big business brethren. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us to talk about the plight of the small business and whether there's any help in the offing. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, why are small businesses still cutting so many jobs?
First of all, their sales are still very weak. After all, consumers don't have much money, and they're scared of losing their jobs. Most small businesses aren't big exporters, in addition, so they're not benefiting from recoveries abroad. And in addition, many are finding it difficult to get loans. They have little or no collateral, and the smaller regional banks they deal with are carrying a lot of bad mortgage debt and are reluctant to lend.
So will health care reform help them?
It's going to help those who already provide their workers with health insurance. These costs have been skyrocketing for small businesses faster than they have for large businesses because the big businesses have more bargaining clout with providers and insurance companies. The so-called insurance exchanges that are now built into the House and Senate bills would let small businesses pool their bargaining power to get better deals. And in addition, Steve, the House bill would pay up to half the cost of premiums, depending on workers' average wages and how small the business is. And the Senate bill gives small businesses tax credits up to $1,000 per employee. So there are some real bennies in these bills for small businesses.
But I got to ask you, Bob, I mean, what about the small businesses that don't now give their workers health insurance? I mean, won't they be required to do that?
Well, they would under the House bill, or they'd have to pay a penalty. But that bill exempts small businesses with payrolls under $500,000 a year, which would mean essentially that most of your mom-and-pop operations wouldn't have to worry about a thing. They would not be required to provide health insurance.
And, of course, many small businesses say that a recession is the worst time to impose any new costs, right?
Yeah, they are right about that. But none of the health care bills will kick in until the year 2013. And I'll tell you, Steve, if we're not out of this recession 4 years from now, small businesses are not going to be the only ones complaining.
You're right about that. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and current professor of public policy at the University of California. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, whoever said romance is dead hasn't been to the home improvement store. A former clerk at a West Virginia Lowe's is charged with discounting $20,000 worth of stuff in an effort to win a man's heart. We're not talking just a little off the top. She sold him like a big pressure washer, hundreds of bucks perhaps, for $3.66. They caught her on an in-house camera. Police charged the 20-year-old with fraud, and we haven't heard if the customer she helped bailed her out or even asked her out. On this Friday, I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.